Welcome to Nurse Educator Podcast. I'm Marilyn Orman, Editor-in-Chief of Nurse Educator. With me today is Dr. Christy Chunda. Christy is a professor at Indiana University of Pennsylvania. And Christy, we're so pleased that you're willing to do this podcast today and talk about Generation Z students in online courses. This is a topic that so many faculty are interested in and want to learn more about.
Thank you for inviting me, Dr. Orman.
As Generation Z in students' enrollment in online courses increases, can you, well, first of all, tell us a little bit about Generation Z students, and then can you discuss the pros and cons related to online learning for this population?
Yeah, so Gen Z students, as we like to refer to them, are really those students who are defined as being born between around the time frame of 1995 to 2012. And this group has grown up using technology. So they're really what we refer to as true digital natives. And this strong technology skill set makes them a favorable student to an online learning environment. And so we know now that these students have become a part of not only the traditional, but also the online learning environment. These students have a limited, though, attention span. And so sometimes that can be a challenge to keep them motivated and disciplined in that online setting. But again, because they have that strong technology base and skill set, they're definitely a student that would favor an online learning platform.
Is this a group of students then who really do well in online courses?
They can. What we know is that there's definitely pros and cons. And the fact that they're so used to using technology, that puts them at some risk for things like isolation and insecurity. And that can be a concern, especially when we think about them in an isolated online learning environment. But there are different ways and strategies that the educator can use to help engage students.
Can you talk about student engagement for a minute? I know that it's critical in the online learning environment. What strategies can be used to foster Generation Z student engagement online?
Most definitely, yes. And faculty do have to look for ways to try to foster student engagement, and then to also think about how could they do that with this unique Gen Z student. And so some things that they could do is take traditional things that they've maybe done in prior courses and think about what are some of the characteristics that are unique to the Gen Z student. So, for instance, discussion forums are typically used to engage students in an online setting. But instead of having a traditional text response, we could ask students to post a video or a multimedia response instead. This, again, allows them to use technology that they're comfortable with. They might want to also post a response that would include a social media outlet. So I'll give you the example. If I had a student in an undergraduate course that was addressing cardiovascular disease, we could ask them to post a picture and either a video or text response addressing cardiovascular risk factors that they identified in the community. This group of students is also very socially conscious, and so that could be another topic that could be incorporated into an online learning course. So again, if I go back to the example of a cardiovascular disease that I was teaching, I could ask students to have a discussion about environmental risk factors that contribute to heart disease, as this would then again address some of those socially conscious issues that they are very favorable with.
I think a lot of faculty had trouble building rapport with students in the online environment. Are there specific methods that we can use to build rapport with Gen Z students online?
Yes. And again, we know that faculty can use technology to communicate with them. And that's one way to build online or to build rapport in that online setting. But again, thinking about how this group of students likes to communicate. They're used to short and quick forms of communication. They don't really like to read a whole lot, and so they don't want to read a lengthy email. And so something like a quick update that came via a text message or another messaging app would be very appropriate for them. Faculty could also look to provide them feedback maybe on an assignment, but again, instead of maybe traditional text feedback, they could use an audio or video feedback of a paper or assignment that they had graded. And so this is another way to build rapport and to really focus around the characteristics of the student.
Well, that was very helpful. I guess I'd like to also know what teaching learning activities would be beneficial to use in an online course. Are there some that you could suggest to faculty?
Yes, and one of my very favorite that comes to mind is the use of infographics. These are excellent learning tools that allow students to essentially tell a story using technology to address a learning concept. Not only are they engaging for the learner, but they're also very fun to create and, again, incorporate that use of technology. Another option would be using a video case study or a short YouTube video lesson as another way to provide course content that is more interesting and engaging. And then finally, things like group work, because Gen Z students are very favorable with working with others, team competitions could be additional strategies that could be used in an online setting, and you could even have awards to the group that did the best work or won the competition in the form of a digital badge that could be used in a learning management system.
Those were really innovative strategies, and I can see them being applied in any type of online course. So I don't think the content is even anything to worry about. What you just suggested, you could use clinical courses that are online and non-clinical courses as well.
Yes, most definitely.
Thank you so much, Christy, for sharing these really excellent Gen Z student activities and methods that we can use to engage this group of students in our online courses. Thank you for joining us for this podcast.
Thank you.